Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host, joined today by Eric Nahlin, publisher, InsideTexas.com. It's our weekly State of the Program episode, and it is a wild and woolly one this week. The Longhorns have it going on in the portal, trying to get players in from the portal, trying to stave off losing people to or losing players to the portal. Some of them, it's just natural roster attrition. But a couple of them they want to keep. And so Eric Nahlin and I are here today to talk about that. Eric, first of all, please sum up, as everybody knows by now, O'Shawn Mathis, the defensive end out of TCU via Manor High School, chooses Nebraska over the weekend, does not choose Texas as many anticipated. Your summary thoughts, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, what I care most about is where they go from here. You know, the famous saying is you don't get beat by the people you lose. You get beat by the people that you have that you don't develop. And so that's where they're at now. You know, they're going to have to figure out how to get a pass rush without O'Shawn Mathis. And he was going to fill a really immediate stopgap while they were able to develop those younger guys in the 2022 class. And so now that's not going to happen. They better figure something out. They're going to have to figure out a pass rush and probably implement more packages than they would have otherwise to try to get that pass rush, at least situationally.
We talked to Ian Boyd, mentioned a 3-3-5 you have as well. In addition to that, they are looking at other players in the portal. Inside Texas confirmed that Texas is involved with the FCS Defensive Player of the Year. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's an outside edge rusher. Not necessarily the same type of player as Mathis. He doesn't carry nearly as much weight. Won't hold that at the point of attack like O'Shawn would, but he can get after the quarterback for sure. And you know, they'll make a run at him. I'm a little, I don't have high expectations of that one. He's in the part of the world that I don't think they're that familiar with. He's right across town from Florida State. You got all those sharks in the water out there. But they'll make an effort at him. And, you're going to start hearing the same schools probably every time with a lot of these higher end guys. You know, I expect Miami to be involved and maybe Oregon, we'll see.
Yep. Bottom line for Texas, they got it. Baron Sorrell and Justice Finkley have to step up and improve over the summer. They showed some signs this year, but probably we're still a year away, at least, from really being the guys at that position. The Longhorns are looking in the portal, not only there, but for other positions as well. And that's what I want to talk about next is really, what I want to talk about next, Eric, is the situation we have right now. We reported on Sunday morning that Texas almost had almost lost a player to the portal on Saturday. That was a big time player for the Longhorns, but ended up deciding to stay at Texas, not go into the portal after all. Well, we have another situation that we're monitoring closely this morning and this afternoon. It could be, by the time we get this video posted, it could be decided one way or the other, but we're going to mention it now. Without naming the name of the player, right? What is your thought process right now, Eric, as it relates to the portal and what we're seeing with Texas going through it, both attracting and possibly getting some traction from a player or two?
Yeah, well, I mean, you see, there's just tons of leverage on the player side, and you know, the world's dumbest agent can fleece these schools, and even with the best leadership in place, there's just so much leverage. You can't go wrong if you're one of these agents wanting to flex your muscles. And so, you know, a lot of kids are going to test that, you know, and there's a lot of, let's be honest, there's a lot of tampering going on. A lot of people are back channeling to these guys and telling them what they're worth at their school as opposed to what they're worth at Texas, or, you know, insert your school name here. And until every school gets affected by this, I don't think we might not see much of an uprising against it. But, you know, the big schools can be hampered just as much as Pitt is with this Jordan Addison thing, which we still don't even know what's going on there, right? He's not even officially in the portal yet.
We don't believe he's officially in the portal yet, but everybody seems to have him earmarked for USC. We do know that Caleb Williams has been back channeling with him for more than a month, apparently, is what we're hearing. So it's not like, and that's, you know, he wasn't doing, Caleb Williams is a player. He's not a member of the coaching staff at USC. He's simply trying to get players to go play pitch and catch with him at SC. And then ostensibly there's the follow-up once Jordan Addison enters the portal. The problem is Jordan Addison isn't officially in the portal, but he's out in LA allegedly right now hanging out. I mean, I don't think Pitt has finished class this semester yet either, by the way. So, I mean, it's just kind of odd some of the ways this is happening. I'm not here to bemoan it. You know, one of the things I believe is that, we should mention all, one of the things I believe is that Texas has been a net winner through this process. By and large, the attrition that they've had, including Marcus Washington, who started much of last year, who announced he's heading, or he didn't announce, but he is expected to enter the portal today or tomorrow. He is expected to leave Texas. He was a starter last year, but let's be clear. I mean, he wasn't necessarily a irreplaceable piece of the Texas offense with the addition of guys like Isaiah Nayor in particular, but also Jaleel Billingsley and the emergence of Jatavion Sanders. My thought on this, Eric, is that while Texas is net winners, you have to not only take care of the ones you want that are coming in, whether that's through recruiting or through the portal, it's also, you got to level up the ones that are on your team, essentially.
Yeah. The confluence of the NIL and the portal all at once is changing the game. So they always had to recruit their own players, but much more so now because they can move immediately. Now that the deadline's behind them a little bit, they'll be able to breathe a sigh of relief. But because there is a lag of people go between announcing that they're going to go in the portal and the paperwork actually going through, we're still uncertain. More names are still going to pop up in the next couple of days. Like you said, there's that one that we're watching at Texas, and I think they'll be able to keep him. It would make logical sense that they would surely put their best foot forward, but we still don't know yet. So it's a giant mess. The NCAA has to make it so that this is the only year that transpires like this. It's just there's just too much chaos.
Yeah, too much chaos. But I still say, I mean, even in the midst of that, Texas is still a net winner.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm sitting here looking. I mean, look, Kelvont, of the group that transferred over the weekend or from last week on, there were six names. Of those six, really only Kelvonte Dixon was a guy that I thought was going to play a lot this year, and he was going to be a backup, a couple of injuries, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the one issue that could arise is both he and Marcus Washington could play slot receiver, and then you've got Jordan Whittington, who's has had trouble staying healthy. Brennan Thompson's going to come in, and he might be second string right out of the gates. You do worry a little bit about depth at wide receiver, at least I do. But maybe they'll find there's plenty of wide receivers in the portal right now that they could take a look at. It doesn't have to be a world beater, just a guy that will make sure that you can stave off injuries if you have a rash of them.
Yeah, and to mention that, I mean, Jerry Hamilton reporting for Inside Texas today that the Longhorns are already looking to possibly replace that slot. And so,
Tyreek Milton out of Iowa State.
Yeah, with Tyreek Milton out of Iowa State. And so, who I think has right at 100 catches over his four-year career for the Cyclones, he would be a depth piece for the Longhorns and a safety blanket of sorts for a loss, say, of Jordan Whittington, who has had problems staying healthy. And he's more experienced than Dixon or Dejon Harrison.
Right.
I think that I'm looking at it, and I just feel like everywhere you look right now, Texas also, everywhere you look, the portal giveth and the portal taketh away.
Right.
Okay. And the Longhorns don't want anybody taken away, and they just want to add. And that's not always how it works, right?
Yeah, they got dangerously close on Saturday for this being an entirely different conversation.
Yeah, exactly. That's you and I both were working the same story on Saturday, and it's, people got to understand that this is legitimate. What I would ask next, Eric, for you is, as you look at it and as you think about it, is portal recruiting at some level going to replace high school recruiting? Is portal recruiting, it's almost like the new junior college recruiting of 25 years ago, but it's even that's different. I mean, I don't know how to, these guys are ready made to help your program. Right. What, I mean, Brennan Thompson, you and I were talking about this. Brennan Thompson's a good player, right? Everybody in the country wanted him. Who is going to matter more to Texas next year? Brennan Thompson, most likely. And that's Brennan Thompson or Isaiah Nayor.
Right. Nayor, without a doubt.
Yeah. And Nayor, you know, a blue chip recruit may go for X amount of dollars. Well, what is an Isaiah Nayor or any other receiver worth in comparison, or a defensive back, et cetera?
Yep.
And so my question is, you know, how is this ever going to coalesce to where it groups together and makes some sense? Or are we going to see portal recruiting just expand even further?
Yeah, I think it's going to, I think I like the dynamic between, you know, the draft being recruiting and the NFL and free agency being the portal. But I do agree with you. I think the portal could take on a bigger role even than free agency in football to the NFL. There's not a real market for these players yet. So we don't really know what they're worth, but they're worth whatever some booster is going to pay for them. Right. And so, you know, there's a lot of boosters out there with a lot of money. There's a lot of people with incentives for their program to win. Let's say there's only 20 guys that they're worth going after. That raises the price for those guys because there's even less supply, you know?
And here's the other issue is that there has to be one of the key touchstones of NIL, name, image, and likeness that we're talking about, is there has to be a quid pro quo from the player. So whether it's promoting a certain business or brand or a charity, in the case with Horns with Heart, we talked about that with Derek Johnson on Friday. There has to be a quid pro quo from the players. And obviously, I mean, I've said this 6 months ago, if Sam Ellinger is the one promoting your charity in Austin, he's probably worth more than the offensive lineman. Right. And so I think that we're going to see, I would venture to guess we're going to see a greater disparity between the haves and the have-nots on an individual football team. That doesn't mean there's not going to be a baseline where everybody gets paid some. Right. But the star player may maybe get a lot, and the guy that's blocking for him or the second team guy blocking for him may just be making a, you know, workman's wages, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, that already exists at Texas. You know, I know Bijan Robinson is making a whole lot more than, you know, Jonathan Brooks, you know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So that's, I don't, that's another added element that the coaches are going to have to navigate. Their job gets crazier by the day. I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Do you feel like, and another question I want to ask you, do you feel like freshmen are like freshmen are particularly prone to this? Because if you've proven yourself as a freshman, you've got two more years to go. You've given up your one free move, right? So if you come in and star as a freshman, all of a sudden you've got 2 years that you're playing on. And so the tampering that may go on.
Relationships with the recruiters are still much more fresh too. You know, maybe in some cases they never ended, you know. Texas lost a defensive tackle a couple of years ago that went to an SEC school. And it was no surprise that it was the coach that recruited him to Texas. You know, I mean, that's just, you know, relationships matter. They always matter, but I think they're going to matter even more going forward.
Yeah. You know, we talk about this, the loss of Marcus Washington, O'Shawn Mathis going to Nebraska, but I'm looking at, you know, Quinn Ewers, Ryan Watts, Jahlil Billingsley, Isaiah Nayor. Those are four possible NFL players.
Yeah.
Texas is not going to lose four NFL players to the portal.
Right. Well, they just went an NFL draft without anybody being drafted. And here's four guys that have NFL potential that they just picked up in, you know, quote unquote free agency.
What do you think that the mentioning the draft and get curious to get your thought on this? What is the comeback from a Texas coach if a rival recruiter goes at them pretty hard about not having anyone drafted?
Yeah, you just have to go, you know, you just tell them the time honored responses. Buildings don't develop people, people do. And so, you know, then you just list off your individual accomplishments. And that's something I wrote a year ago in anticipation of last year's draft being disappointing, is, you know, each coach's individual resume is quite good. You know, some of them are remarkable. You know, Kwiatkowski's development of edge players is very strong. Bo Davis, you know, Steve Sarkisian's goes without saying. That's a single reason that Arch Manning is considering, or the single biggest reason that Arch Manning is considering Texas. So, you know, you just have to lean on your own individual resume. And then you point to the talent that you have to work with. And you know, then you confidently state that you're going to get it done with the guys they have on campus, because they do have the pieces in place to increase their reputation and kind of show how they got to be where they were in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, to echo your point there, it's almost as if Tom Herman clearly did not either do a good job of developing players or identifying the right players, and or he lost them. I mean, the one guy that did get drafted is Keontae Ingram, who transfers to USC before Steve Sarkisian even gets a chance to have him for a spring practice.
Yeah, I mean, look at the wide receivers he inherited. That 2017, you had Colin Johnson, Reggie Hemphill, Matt Little, Jordan Humphrey, and Devin Duvernay. Now, you would say that would be even with quarterback issues and O-line issues, you would say that you would get a lot of production out of that group. They would only get production out of one wide receiver, it seems like. You know, each guy had his turn. Maps obviously transferred for some reason. Then it was Little Jordan Humphrey's turn, and then it was Duvernay's turn. And in between there, Colin Johnson had, you know, flashes. They never really got the most out of the parts that they had, I felt.
Yeah, and now you look at it and you're, you know, Xavier Worthy in year one, Jordan Whittington was a key piece, clearly. I look at all this and everybody's going to say, okay, well, where are we going with NIL? Where are we going with college football as a result of NIL? Do you have an answer?
I have no clue. Texas is going to the SEC, and NIL is the only thing that gives them a chance to compete in that league. And so Texas fans on some level need to embrace it. At the same time, I don't know what the future of is the NCAA. There needs to be a governing body that has more teeth. You know, if rules aren't going to be enforced, are they even rules in the first place? And I think people are getting more blatant and transparent about the methods they're going about recruiting. And if the NCAA is not going to do anything, then it's just going to devolve into chaos. But the NCAA has a big fight on its hand already with realignment, and you know, it just doesn't have any power. So some sort of governing body needs to emerge and start to, you know, put the rules back in place and enforce them.
I definitely agree with you that there has to be a different governing body, or a tighter governing body with more strict rules. It doesn't necessarily need to apply to the amount of money, though, but there has to be some rules that everybody can live within. The thing that bothers me is not a player making money. I think that if I were an 18-year-old kid and my greatest asset was to play football, I would want to be as compensated as possible for that.
Sure.
I think any individual that has been a great accountant or a great CEO or a great whatever, a great writer, wants to be compensated for the skill set. So it's not that I have an issue with. It's some of what's going on behind the scenes is not considered tampering, because it's two agents talking to one another.
Right.
But it clearly is tampering. It's luring kids into the portal. Right. Well, if you went here to this kind of place, in this kind of state, well, we could pay you X, or we could pay you Y. Well, you know, with all due respect, in California, there's state tax. There's not one in Texas. So mark off an extra, you know, 15, 20% for whatever you make. But I guess what I'm getting at in all of this is that I don't have a problem with players making money and doing the best they can. I have a problem if the adults in the room, the seemingly adults in the room, are thereby tampering with a process that would be set forth. And I think that may be the ultimate issue that you and I are talking about. What could be the rules that would actually govern this so that they don't just find a way to get around them again?
Yeah, you would have to, you would have to make it to where they sit out. You know, they'd have to go back to the old way of doing that. You know, that's the only way I can think of, because people aren't going to want to, especially guys that are worth a lot of money, aren't going to want to miss a year, even if they're getting paid. They just want to get, you know, they care about getting closer to the NFL. So, I think you have to change the transfer rules and make it put more of a governor on it so that they can't just transfer so freely. But I don't know. But I agree with you. You know, you can't put a cap on. I would never say put a cap on what anybody can earn. So why would I say it now about an 18-year-old kid playing football? So I agree with that.
Yeah. Eric, coming out of spring, we've heard a lot of positive things about the Longhorns. We saw the spring game. You know, you mentioned that they're finishing up finals now, I think, in the scoop this morning. You expect them, and they're working out three times a week, the team is that correct?
Yeah, they're hitting weights three times a week in an organized fashion. I'm sure other guys are working out, you know, quite a bit more. But, yeah, that's the only mandatory, so to speak, workouts.
Gotcha. And some of the new recruits, the ones that signed in December and or February, Devon Campbell, for example, they will show up in Austin, like, I think the first or second week of June. Is that accurate?
I thought I heard May 31st, but I'll get that confirmed. I don't know. I think it always used to be around June 2nd, June 3rd, but this year I think I heard May 31st. So we'll get that confirmed, but I'm pretty sure.
Some of them are probably going to be graduating from high school until June 5th, at least, you know, and that, yeah. And so they're probably going to wait for that. But all those recruits, you know, half of them, about half of them were midterm, about half of them afterwards. You know, I think that it's interesting because we're sitting here watching this transpire, it's literally college football is reshaping itself as we speak. The Longhorns are going into the off season right now, trying to finish off this portal recruiting class, so to speak. We didn't even mention, I don't think we mentioned Marvin Grant, a right. safety out of Purdue that Texas is now pursuing as well. He had 76 tackles last year. Is that correct?
Yeah, he had a breakout year last year, 76 tackles, I think a couple forced fumbles. He was a former four-star. So he went to Purdue, you know, with talent, with the traits. You know, he was recognized coming out. I'm not sure what led him to Purdue in that 2019 class, but now he's on the open market, and Texas is going to throw its hat in the ring.
Yep. 6'2", 215. He's a big safety too, which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, probably fits the boundary of what they're looking for a little bit more than Anthony Cook. Not that Anthony Cook was playing poorly or anything, but yeah, there's not a lot of depth there, and you know, there's not a lot of experience really. So that's the big issue.
Well, if they lose a nickel and have to put Anthony Cook back at nickel, then maybe they need a big safety again. Right. Who knows?
Yeah, you never
without
know.
Naming any names. Right. So
yeah.
Gosh. All right, Eric, I appreciate your time, bud. Let me know if there's anything else going on. That's the very latest on the Longhorns. We'll be keeping you up to date and tracking the transfer portal. Texas, Inside Texas publisher, Eric Nahlin. Thank you very much, bud.
Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.